Do marketing regulations work? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Gary Wilcox, professor of advertising and public relations at the University of Texas at Austin, profiles alcohol advertisements.
The past couple of years has seen an increasing regulatory pressure on alcohol advertising. U.S. cities such as Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and San Francisco have banned alcohol advertising on billboards and public transportation. Globally, alcohol advertising has come under increasing regulatory pressure with an outright advertising ban in both Turkey and Russia. As a researcher who studies advertising, particularly alcohol advertising, it's my opinion that the regulatory pressure may not have the intended effect. All of these restrictions and bans on alcohol advertising come at a time when total per capita consumption of alcohol in the U.S. has remained mostly constant during the past 40 years, and worldwide consumption has been stable since 1990. This is especially interesting since advertising media expenditures for all alcohol beverages in the U.S. have increased more than 400% since 1971. Since the overall alcohol market is not growing, competition for a greater share of that market is intense and constant. Although criticisms of alcohol advertising abound, only remedies that would restrict such communication activities usually do not have the desired effect of reducing consumption. Instead, such restrictions would only serve to limit a company's ability to employ marketing strategies as a means to gain market share and the consumer's ability to decide what products to buy based on competitive product offerings. An alternative could be to communicate as much information as possible about the problems of alcohol abuse and misuse. Get rid of the restrictions or bans on alcohol advertising and encourage all viewpoints on the subject. That way, our society has the ability to make autonomous, rational decisions on brands and types of alcohol we choose to consume.
That was Gary Wilcox of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.